Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Groot probleme op die paaie in Johannesburg en Gauteng as gevolg van die nat reënige weerstoestande. Asseblief, as jy op die paaie is, maak seker jou ligte is aan, verminder jou spoed en behou 'n veilige volgafstand. En in Sandringhill is dit stadig vir 'n stilstaande trok op die N1 Noord net voor die Bekloewisselaar.
Die stad Tshwane sê groot dele van die stad sal sonder krag sit die komende dinsdag weens 'n noodherstelwerk. Die stad se woordvoerder Lindile Mashego sê tussen 11:00 die oggend en 4:00 die middag sal krag afgeskakel word by die Prinses substasie.
This is to allow the city's technicians to carry out testing and repairing the substation's equipment for optimal functioning. The following areas and amenity will be affected. Pretoria CBD, Pretoria Townlands, West Park, South Okop, as well as Asiatic Bazaar.
En die Verenigde Nasies se kinderorganisasie UNICEF sê miljoene kinders word reeds geraak deur die besluit deur die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump om hulpbefondsing stop te sit vir 90 dae. Die woordvoerder vir UNICEF, James Elder, sê alhoewel hulle nog nie die impak bestudeer het nie, weet hulle reeds 'n miljoene kinders in die helfte van die lande waar UNICEF hulp aanbied, geraak word. Ons plaas vandag die klem op sorghum. Die landbouorganisasie Graan SA wil die Suid-Afrikaanse produk se status as 'n stapelvoedsel hervestig, deur te vra dat belasting op toegevoegde waarde nie daarop gehef word nie.
Jy betaal BTW op sorghum terwyl meeste van die ander stapelvoedsels BTW vry is. Dit plaas sorghum eintlik op 'n ongelyk speelveld teen die ander stapelvoedselverbruikitem. So deur Tesorie het ons nou al 'n paar keer aansoek gedoen dat BTW op sorghum afgeskaf word.
Volgens 'n landbouekonoom aan Graan SA, Corneil Lou, sê hulle was hulle nog nie suksesvol nie.
Ons het nou weer 'n groot poging aangewend voordat die minister van Finansies sy begrotingsrede gaan publiseer.
'n Dollar kos tans R18.49, 'n euro R19.26 en 'n pond R23.32. Goud verhandel teen $2,839.65 per fynons en Brent olie $73.12 per vat. Ek is Emil Pinaar, meer nuus om 6.
Now, there might not be a semi-final round in this year's shortened version of the Women's Premier Division, but this weekend's fixtures in the fifth round can be regarded as knockouts, as all teams still in the running for the two places in the final are up against each other. Fixture C, the sixth-place Border Ladies have the tough task of travelling to Pretoria to take on the rampant table-topping Bulls Daisies, while third-place DHL Western Province take on fifth-placed Sharks Women in Durban. Still staying with the ladies, the opportunity to get back on the horse is too good not to get excited about, according to Springbok Women's Sevens assistant coach, Cecil Africa. He says the squad will be ready this weekend when the first of two rounds of the HSBC Sevens Challenger 2025 will be played at Athlone Stadium in Cape Town. Over in cricket, Proteas coach Rob Walter says Heinrich Claassen is available for the last Champions Trophy group match against England in Karachi on Saturday. The wicketkeeper batsman missed their opening match against Afghanistan due to an elbow injury. Proteas teammate Rassie van der Dussen says that they don't really need extra motivation to face the English.
It's a match against England. We don't need any extra motivation to play England. They're a dangerous team. Yes, they haven't had a great few weeks here, but if you look at the names and their lineup, we obviously respect what they bring to the ground. So nothing actually changes for us, really.
Speaking of England, Joss Butler says he will step down as England's limited overs captain after a disastrous Champions Trophy campaign ended with them failing to reach the semi-finals. Let's wrap it up with football news. European football's governing body, UEFA, has banned ex-Premier League referee David Coote from any officiating activity until June 2026. The 42-year-old was sacked by Premier League